During the last economic recession, a large number of people turned to colleges and universities to get more training and change their job prospects. It served as a boost to schools, and they were able to crank out more bachelor's and advanced level degrees. But now the economy has gotten better, and the state is seeing a slowdown in production. Florida is about 6,000 bachelor's degrees off its estimates for production in 2018. But Board of Governors Chairman Maury Hussaini says the drop could also be a result of the change of focus. More students are earning their degrees in 6 years or less and going into fields they actually studied.
So what we're doing is, what's important here is that this number of students that are graduating on annual basis, do they get a job? What's the percentage of that graduation rate? And as you can see, the graduation rate is increasing.
But the slowdown in undergraduate degree production does worry University of Central Florida President John Hitt. He believes qualified students are being turned away from the state's public university system because the schools cannot afford them due to a lack of state funding.
We could hire more faculty members, we could hire more advisors, we could deal with some more students. We're about out of space. We've been handling the growth with distance learning. It's working pretty well. Graduation rates are still going up. But
it might not stay that way. The drop-off also correlates to the number of students who got their undergraduate degrees from public, community, and state colleges, where programs could cost half as much as they do at a university. Both systems vie for state funding, which is awarded based on enrollment. Yet when it comes to advanced-level programs, the reason for the decline is not as clear. Programs like education, engineering, and law are starting to slow down as well. The state has pushed universities to raise graduation rates for undergrad programs, and that means master's and doctoral level programs are not getting as much attention as they used to. But board member Ed Morton has his own theory about the slide. Many of those advanced level degrees are becoming less important. He points to a report released a few years ago by the Florida Department of Education.
85% of the jobs to be created in the state of Florida in the next 10 years would not require a traditional four-year degree, and that the engine that would drive employment was going to be certification and associate degree combined with certification, additional higher education, certainly, but it did not necessarily require a college degree.
The state's graduation rate has increased during the past few years. According to information presented to the Board of Governors, Florida ranks 38th in the nation for educational achievement. It's last in the top 10 biggest states for people who have higher education credentials. And most studies show the higher educational achievement a person has, the more money they make over time. And educational quality is important to businesses when choosing where to expand. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.